Whoa, being in the Olympics looks like hard work. I think I'll just wear this crown instead.
Hey Harold, what are you up to?
Well, I've just made myself a victory crown.
Out of celery?
Yeah, that's what they used to do at the Olympics.
Okay, cool. So what did you win?
Well, nothing. I just wanted to wear a crown.
Harold, the point of wearing the victory crown is to show that you won something. Otherwise, it's just cheating.
Oh, Karen, you make it sound so dramatic. The Olympics is just such hard work. I don't think I can be bothered.
Yes, Harold, it is hard work. That's why they get the crown, to show that they're the best. You need focus to win.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, so did you see our drama before? Only one of them won, because all the rest were too busy doing other things. They lost their focus.
But why would they do that?
Well, I don't really know. I suppose they got a bit carried away, you know, looking good or just knowing everything, but they didn't actually concentrating on the race.
So you've got to keep your eye on the prize.
Exactly. That's what Paul told us in our Bible reading today.
But, Karen,
yes.
I'm confused.
Oh.
Paul talked about winning people. But how can you win a person? They would be really heavy to have on as a crown on my little head.
Oh, no, it's not like that.
But like what then? Does he store them up like trophies? It must be hard to feed all of them.
Okay, you're right. Paul talks about winning people, that's true. But what he means is winning them for Jesus.
You mean Jesus stores them up like trophies?
No. So he means that they're saved like Paul is.
Oh, I get it now. My Sunday school teacher told me about that. How we can choose to believe in Jesus, and that means we're saved.
You've got it. Good one.
So, what's with all the training stuff?
Okay, yeah. So, you know how in sport you do training, right? Well, it's a bit like that. We need to train to win people.
But how do you train to win people? Does winning people involve hitting myself?
No. So Paul is helping us to understand by using a metaphor. So just like a boxer gets better at boxing by hitting the target, and runners don't run around in circles, they aim towards the finish line, we need to train to get better at helping people to know Jesus so they can choose to follow him too.
Oh, okay. I suppose that makes sense. But how do I train to get better at winning people? Do I have to come to church every day just like you?
No. You don't have to come to church every day. But so the way we train is to focus on Jesus. So the more time we spend getting to know Jesus for ourselves, the better we'll be at explaining him to other people.
Hang on. I think I've got it.
Success.
Is it a bit like if I'm really good at maths, I can help others get better? But if I'm no good, then I can't help them at all.
Exactly. Yes.
Whoa, that seems like a lot of work for all the sake of a floppy celery crown. Is it really worth it?
Harold, do you really think that the God of the universe would give you a floppy celery crown for helping people get to know him?
Well,
of course not. Don't be silly. Do you want to know what the real prize is?
What?
Well, the real prize is eternal life in heaven with God.
What?
Yeah. God promises that for people who believe in him and join in serving him by, you know, helping other people know him, the prize is eternal life.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you making this up, Karen?
No, it tells us in the Bible. So in the second book of Timothy, 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 8, Paul says, he's writing to Timothy, "Now there is in store for me a crown of righteousness, which Jesus, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day."
Which day?
Well, the last day. So after we die and we meet Jesus, if we've run the race, our life, following Jesus, he'll reward us by inviting us to go to heaven with him.
Whoa, that's really cool.
Yeah, I like to think so.
Well, I'm going to go and have a think about focusing on Jesus. I reckon I can come up with some good ways to consider him more often in my day.
Well, that's a great idea, Harold. And do you know what? You could also ask your parents or maybe some other Christians that you know who are a bit older than you to help you and to give you some ideas. I'm sure they'd be happy to help.
Okay. Bye for now.
Oh, happy training, Harold. Oh, don't lose your crown.
Oops.
There we go.
Sorry, Karen.
So, the question remains, what does training to focus on Jesus look like? So, there are lots of ways to help us follow Jesus better. And one of the things, I thought I'd tell you some things that I like to do. And that is when I pray, sometimes I find just sitting quietly, I just get distracted. But what I really love to do is to go for a walk. And so I find when I'm walking, my body's active and doing something, and it means that I can concentrate better. And another thing that I really enjoy doing is that I'm a bit of a creature of routine. I'm much better focused when I've got the same thing happening each week. And so I find that reading my Bible, I'm much better at getting into a regular habit of reading my Bible when I do that at the same time every day. It's a pretty helpful thing I find.